You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
The time is now. Time is now. Let's get to it.
Well, talk about things. So many changes in her life, and we're so glad that she's here to talk about some of them. And also, more importantly, some things that she never gets to share within the interviews and shows that she's been doing. Our guest is Sarah Madison Goldberg, or Sarah Goldberg, or Sarah Madison, or Sarah Danielle Madison, or Sarah Danielle Goldberg. I like all the names. I just wanted to use them all. Anyway, she is totally an American actress who was born in Chicago, Illinois. And if that upsets people, I'll say it right. Illinois. Actually, in French, shouldn't that really be Illinois? But that's not the subject of the show. She is of the she is occasionally still credited by her birth name. Well, so now you know them all. And she is a well, I shouldn't say what year, but she's a graduate of the Latin School of Chicago, which is the alma mater of Nancy Davis Reagan. She graduated from Amherst College in 19. Well, there again. She just graduated from Amherst College, and then she moved to pursue a career in acting, guess where? Here in Los Angeles, and she landed a role right away in Jurassic Park. Now, you may know her from that, but you also might know her from TV. I'm sure you do, actually. She has been well known for her recurring roles as Dr. Sarah Glass, the wife of Dr. Matt Camden on the CW's family drama Seventh Heaven. She has also had a role, the role of Heather Labonte, a fellow medical resident and love interest to Kyle McCarty, played by Kevin Rahm. Now, you all know that show as Judging Amy. And in 2009, she appeared on the medical drama House as the wife of a pain-ridden suicidal patient in the episode Painless. She also plays Liam's mother on the CW's 90210, Colleen Sarkoysian. In any event, I'm getting a workout here just reading this stuff, but we're really going to go through a workout here talking to Sarah. And she's going to talk about something that Hollywood doesn't always talk about. And I'll tell you why that's important right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So, we were talking about Sarah Madison. We're going to do a lot of talking about and with Sarah in just a few minutes. Now, let me tell you about something I did last Friday. There was the Bel Air Film Festival. It was the opening night. It was the big night of stars with the red carpet and the whole VIP thing and blah, blah, blah. And so I was invited to walk the red carpet last Friday night. And so I did. And so certain people saw me walking down, and though some people might not have known me, they interviewed me, they asked me questions, and then I started to talk about what our show is about. And people got excited. It was like as if this conversation is never had, as if they'd never interviewed somebody who talked about this kind of stuff, the things that we do on Life Changes that all of you are familiar with. So I thought this is kind of... I thought it was kind of funny, and I was happy to be having the conversation, truly. And so then it was interesting because then I started meeting some celebrities myself, and we got into conversations, and they started talking to me before they even knew what I'm doing. They started talking about things that they like. I must just attract these people. And they were saying things like, you know, I usually don't talk about this with anybody, or my agent doesn't want me to talk about this, but I get a lot of energy work, or I do energy work, or I believe in UFOs or aliens, or I believe in, and it was just like all over the board, the kinds of things people would talk about. And so I asked each one why they don't talk about it. And they said, oh, you know what? Hollywood is just the way it is. Someday I hope to change it, but it's just not that right now. And I thought, how funny is this conversation that so many people are saying what Hollywood is and what Hollywood isn't, and yet everybody that I seem to meet is totally into this. So I was just about to leave for the evening, and I was done, and some PR lady, actually a friend of our producer Mark, came up to me and she's like, Filippo, you got to meet this person. Introduce me to somebody entirely different. And he does evidently PR, works on big shows and blah, blah, blah. And she said, Filippo's got a really inspiring show. It's called Life Changes with Filippo. And he said, really, I could use some inspiration right now. Tell me about your show. So I told him, I said, you know, for example, we've got Sarah Madison Goldberg on our show this Monday night. And what we're going to talk about is, you know, this. And he said, you know what? You know who'd be good for your show? Lisa Kudrow. I'm going to call her and ask her if she would do your show because I'd like to get her on that show to talk about the things that she knows. And I said, what? And I said, it feels like everybody is having this conversation, but nobody's having this conversation. And so when I was talking to Sarah last week, she too said to me, can I talk about these things? Because I don't get to talk. And I am so glad she's here to talk about this stuff. I mean, right, Mark? I mean, isn't this like the conversation that needs to be had?
Well, it's the conversation that needs to be had. And but like you said, I think a lot of people are having it, but they're having it within their close, you know, safe friends, you know, they're close, the family and friends, as opposed to being, you know, feeling safe enough to go out within the system and connect with those, you know, the other people that are having it within their own safe. So these circles need to open up and overlap. And there's been some movement, you know, with, John Rotz and Jim Carrey and what they've done with GATE, the Global Transformational Alliance, and there's, you know, so there's been some movements that have started to shake the tree a little bit, but you know, it's just now starting to open up, I think.
Well, let's open it up even more by having our guest come on. You know her as an actress from film and TV, from such hits as Jurassic Park and 90210, Seventh Heaven, and Judging Amy, and we can go on and on. But that's how you know her. We know her as a person who's really down to earth, really smart, really sweet, and is into some interesting things that we're into. Mm-hmm. Please welcome to the show Sarah Madison, or Sarah Goldberg. Here she is.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It is such an honor to be here tonight. It really is. And to talk about really this identity shift that is going on in Hollywood. Or it's not so much an identity shift as it is just the curtain is being lifted, and people are really moving away from fear and the desire to really talk about what's really going on. So it's such an exciting time, and I'm so glad you're noticing it and giving voice to it. So
Nice. As a matter of fact, you know what? I don't know if you know this, but you and Lisa have something in common. Her whole family studied pre-med, or actually her dad's.
Really?
Yeah, her dad is like a surgeon, a neurosurgeon or something, and so is one of her brothers. And you studied what now before you went to med?
I studied microbiology, and I was pre-med. Yeah, so I get to say I played a doctor on TV, and it's wonderful that I actually know how to pronounce all the words when I get the script.
Now,
I love science. I'm a lover of facts and science. So I studied that. I was a scientist my entire life. I still am.
You were at a prestigious university. It wasn't just any university for that, right?
Yeah. I went to Amherst College, and it's out east. It's a very small liberal arts school, very, very intense and amazing. And I love the education that I got there. And I was just about to go through the medical school process when I was in Australia. And I was in Australia my junior year, and it was probably the first moment. I don't know if you've ever had those moments where you're going and you're going and you're going, and then you finally take some time and you stop and you just sort of reconsider what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it I noticed, I said, I could go be a doctor, and I love helping people heal, facilitate healing. I said, I just don't think that that is my path. You know, I can do it. I'm sure I could do it. I could, you know, apply to medical school and get in and go arm myself with my prescription pad, and that's fantastic. I just knew it just deep down, it was not for me. And it was very difficult at the time to say, you know, after studying science my entire life, to say, I'm going to try something different.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. How did your family take it?
So, my family, it was very funny because no one knew how I told my family, and then it was written into a Seventh Heaven script.
No.
And it was crazy. I read the script, and I said, did you talk to my parents? So, I was dating someone at the time, and I said, we're going to get married. You know, and they're like, I told them, and they were driving. They're like, wait, hold on. And I said, you know, just kidding. I don't want to go to medical school. I'm going to move back to Chicago, and I'm going to study acting, right? What every parent dreams of hearing.
Wow.
I'm not going to medical school. I'm going to study acting. Because I really just have this moment where I thought, you know, what has been so healing to me has been stories, right? And I just thought there's nothing, what has lasted throughout the ages, but it's stories and metaphors. And that is how I really thought that I could reach people and really connect to people before I had any specific tools, any specific healing modalities or NLP or anything like that. I just thought it's all about stories. Mm. And so that's really what called me to acting. And so they were shocked because I'd been such a lover of science. And it's funny because no one in my I really come from a family of lawyers. And my mom is an artist, but a, you know, kick-butt businesswoman as well. They were just shocked and didn't quite understand, but I have the most amazing family. They were just supportive, but they kept saying, you know, really, are you sure? It's just this structureless life, and it's so hard. You know, I'd already made it through all these years of science, and they thought, you're going to move to LA where you don't know a person and
be a huge success. Yes, Mom.
And I did. So they eventually, you know, were very supportive when they saw that it was really, you know, my calling, when I was really finding my own path. And I think it was as much about the acting as it was about becoming, you know, really being in LA and being exposed to spiritual work and just individuating from my family, and I just going away from everything that I knew because I didn't know one person in LA. And that was very important for me.
Actually, I want to know more about why that was important for you, because I have a feeling it's going to lead to all kinds of things that you had to discover within yourself. But
yeah.
Actually, let's cut to that as soon as we come back. We are
okay.
Talking. You know, Sarah, you know, I like both names. I don't know which to pick. Which, if we had to pick one for the show, which one do you want me to use?
We're going to go with Sarah Goldberg.
Okay.
We're going to go with Sarah Goldberg.
Okay. So we're talking with Sarah Goldberg for sure. And I am Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be back after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Talk about real people coming together to share real life in real time. This is Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes with Filippo, and we're talking to Sarah Goldberg, who has been sharing some really interesting things about her already, and we've only been a few minutes in. And now, Sarah, you were saying that you were alone. You didn't know anybody in Los Angeles, and that was important. And why?
Yeah, I did not know anyone in Los Angeles. You know, I want to go, not to like go digging through the through my past or anything like that. But I remember one thing that happened to me when I was little. I fractured vertebrae, so I broke my back, and it just hurt to walk, so I had to wear a back brace, and I couldn't participate in sports and anything like that. And it's one of those things that when it happens to you, it's the worst thing ever. But it really, I made a promise to myself that, and this hooks into why I went to LA, trust me, that I was really going to just treasure every single day and just really be connected and really be passionate and really, really, I don't know, I got very close to my grandmother. I gathered a lot of wisdom there, and I just, I knew that I could keep going on this one life path, and I could get married, and I could have friends, and I could keep doing what I was doing, and it would be fine. But I knew I wouldn't develop all of who I could be and all of my depth, and I just knew I had to go to Los Angeles to learn whatever it was I needed to learn. And so that's why I think being going to L.A. and just absolutely having to, you know, figure out which way to go on the 405 and be turned around and sitting in traffic and being lost in the valley and then, you know, which way is L.A. at LAX and I'm at the right airport and why is it taking me 4 hours to go 5 miles and you know, learning which neighborhoods and that there are neighborhoods in Los Angeles and that actually Los Angeles, I feel like, gets this awful rap that it's this superficial place. I found it to be actually, you know, the pockets that I knew, a place of such depth and beauty where you can really discover yourself and other people. And I found some of the best friends on the planet in Los Angeles. So that was so important because, I mean, I found, you know, Eric there and reconnection there. And if I would have been living somewhere else just practicing, I don't think that I would have come across him.
You know, and we're definitely going to talk about that. Yeah. I just think it's funny coming from a girl who just moved back to New York.
I know. Oh, I know. After a long time in Los Angeles. So, hence, life changes. I feel like I'm the best candidate for your show. I'm sitting among, like, I don't know if you can hear the echo, but the moving boxes, I just got them in a couple days ago. So, yeah, I just moved to New York. I just moved here, so I find myself in a city, you know, doing that once again, finding my way.
But you have really good reason for that.
Yes, yes, I just got married. I just got married a couple months ago. And I feel very, very lucky, just to the most wonderful, wonderful man on the planet.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yeah, I feel very lucky. I feel immeasurably lucky and blessed.
And we're really happy for you. And so you mentioned Eric Pearl, and about exactly a year ago, you stumbled into a seminar, right?
Yes, stumbled in with bronchitis. I was so sick. I had no idea who Eric was. I actually went for the conference where Dr. Joe Dispenza was going to be speaking.
Right, right. And for people who don't know, I'll just say real quickly, we're talking about Dr. Eric Pearl and the Reconnection. And that conference was held here in Los Angeles in last October. So go on.
Okay, so I had just come back from some time in Portland where I, you know, always study NLP and neural strategies and all these wonderful other things with a mentor of mine, Steve Linder. And I had been wanting to find Joe Dispenza, connect with him. He's always traveling all over the globe. I had just, you know, I'd seen him. A friend of mine was in What the Bleep, and then so I had seen him in What the Bleep, but I had never met him or talked to him. And the last day of my course in Portland, Steve, my mentor, was talking about, you know, Joe Dispenza. And I thought, okay, I have to find Joe Dispenza. And then I get back to my hotel room that night, and there's an email saying Dr. Joe's going to be in Los Angeles.
Like a coincidence. So
total coincidence. I mean, he's always in Brazil or Argentina or on the moon, all over the place. So I get back to L.A., I think the next day, and I am so sick. I am like, you can't even get up to get the chicken noodle soup sick. Mm-hmm. But I get in my car, and I drive to the Valley, because I just have to meet Dr. Joe. You know when you just know that there's, you just have to go someplace and you just have to go, you just have to find a way. I really think I went in my pajamas. I don't know how they let me in the door. So I was, he hadn't spoken yet. And so people were, I was in this little area with all the speakers, but he hadn't gone up yet. So the other speakers, you know, had crowds around them, and I just started talking to him, and he was so wonderful. And I started talking to him about NLP or neuroscience and all these wonderful things and just asking questions, and he's just a genius. And he said, do you know, he said, why are you here? And I said, honestly, just to talk to you and connect with you, and I have to go home and, get back in bed. And he said, no, what is this, do you know what this conference is about? And I said, I have no idea. And I'm normally very open and will try anything, but not when I have, 103 degree fever. Right. And he brought someone over from the Reconnection, Christine Upchurch, mm-hmm. and I held out my hand, and she started to do a little reconnective healing on me, with me. And I'm a scientist at heart, and I could feel something. Mm. And my fingers were moving, and I just thought, this is just remarkable, undeniable. I am a factual person. I also have amazing instincts, but this was happening. It was the most amazing thing, and I could feel it. And I also noticed that as I was sitting in the conference the rest of the day, I actually started to feel better, which normally doesn't happen right after you get off an airplane with bronchitis and a fever. Mm. So I thought, something is happening here, and it's undeniable. I mean, I could find lots of reasons if I went up into my head and my conscious brain would say, this isn't possible, go back to bed, you just got back from another conference. And I signed up to take the level one course of reconnective healing. And should I keep going?
I'm fascinated because this part of the story I did not know, actually.
Oh, you did not know? Okay.
So, I mean, all these details, I didn't know this part. But I knew that you ended up taking the course, and now you're, healing other people.
Yes. So I will tighten this up a little bit. And so I took level one, and on the first day, you could feel it. You could feel the energies, the frequency in the room. You could feel it. I brought my dogs the next day. They could feel it. Uh-huh. It was undeniable. And so I took level one. I took level two. I took level three. I stayed there all week. And then, I personally, in order to take the last levels, you have to get your reconnection. Don and I got my reconnection done by this amazing woman, Holly Hawkins. And, I'd never met her before. I thought, what am I doing? This hands-off healing, what is this? But I could not deny it. It was awesome. And Eric is saying, what's the worst that can happen? You lay down on the table for a half an hour,
Right.
And so I got my reconnection done, and I'll get a little bit personal here. My husband and I, then we were just dating, and it was going great, and he was ready for more, but I wasn't quite there yet. And when I got the reconnection, happens in two parts over two days. And when I truly got the second part of my reconnection done, I called him, and he was like, where are you? What are you doing? You've done something. He could feel it. He could feel the shift. And the shifts, the transformations, the beauty of reconnective healing and reconnection is, I don't want it to say, if you don't get it done, if you don't get this work done, then you'll never get there in this lifetime. But for me personally, it sped things up, and I don't know what my life would look like if I wouldn't have had this work done in combination with everything else that I was doing.
Not just what your life looks like, but how you feel, right?
And how I feel. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I could hear
thank
it.
Thank you for that.
I can hear it.
Well, let me ask you, moving is the most stressful thing in the world, and it's, my husband and I just sit here laughing. I wish that I could find the words to describe this work. And I think that people respond to it if they're called to it. All I can say to people is, if there's something inside of you that resonates, just try it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think you've done pretty good with the words, but the feeling comes totally across the radio. So thank you for that. Why don't we just send people to the website and they can learn about it? As a matter of fact, those people that are in Los Angeles, they could do the same thing that you did. It's actually coming up here on October 16th in Venice and then October 17th in Laguna Hills. So to learn more about that, go to thereconnection.com, just like it sounds, thereconnection.com. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and we'll be back with Sarah Goldberg right after this on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. We were talking with Sarah Goldberg here about the reconnection before we left, and I gave two dates, October 16th in Venice, California, October 17th in Laguna Hills, but then there's also October 18th and October in Newport Beach. So you can go to thereconnection.com to find out more about what Sarah and I have been talking about. Sarah, is there anything more you want to add to that? Because there's so many other questions I have.
Well, the one thing, and I can't remember if we spoke about this before, but it just reminded me when you were talking about, you know, you went to the Bel Air Film Festival, and people in the entertainment community are starting to talk about this a little bit. And I'm so glad that they are, because when I do work with, you know, actors and directors and writers, as, you know, and I work as a reconnective healer as well as an NLP strategist, you know, really I'm just all about whatever people need. And the thing that I have noticed is, especially with actors and with writers and directors, they feel that they need to hold on to their pain, and that you know, if they're on a TV show, say that they're on a drama, that how can they live, you know, happy lives, happy, fulfilling lives? What are they going to have to draw from? And I've also noticed that writers, actors, and directors are not the only people that hold on to their pain for a reason and hold on to their addictions. Mm. And this type of healing or whatever kind of healing it is, I guess I just want to say, you know, and I've definitely had my fair share of pain in my life, and, you know, I'm sure I'll go in and out of it as well. But that there just are ways that I think it's just such a magical time on the planet, even though it's a big time of uncertainty, that there really are, that there's healing, that there's different strategies. And I guess I just want to say to people, you know, wherever you're listening to this, that just, like, keep going if you're having a hard time. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Find your way out of it. And that there really is a beautiful light at the end of the tunnel, or in the middle of a tunnel. You know, it doesn't have to just be at the end. So, you know, that's, and I've experienced this work, and I've shared this work with other people, you know. So I guess that's it.
Now, you said you did level one and level two.
Yeah, and level three. Yeah.
Wow,
I did level
okay.
one, level two, and then level three. Unless it's level one and then level two, three. I can't quite remember how it breaks down.
Yeah, then I should probably tell people so that we're letting them know what you actually did. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on October 19th in Newport Beach. That's the Essence of Healing presentation. That's going to be followed by a special meet and greet with Dr. Eric Pearl, who Sarah's talking about. And then the 19th through the 21st, also in Newport Beach, that's when the level one and the level two seminar will take place, known as the Reconnective Healing, and with also a special meet and greet with Eric Pearl after the Friday night presentation. So you get it all there. And of course, you can go to thereconnection.com to learn more. Now, Sarah, you said something interesting when you and I were talking a while mm-hmm. back. You said so many people in Hollywood are afraid to get rid of the anger, sadness, yeah. and fear, right?
Yes.
Artists yeah. and musicians and actors, they think what?
And poets and this, and what am I going to have to draw from?
Yeah.
If, you know, if I'm just some happy-go-lucky Pollyanna, what am I going to have to draw from? Where, and that is, you know, it's really this identity of, well, that's who I am, and that, you know, I need to dig into my wounds and go share that. And I have to say that it was a fear of mine, especially when I started, even before I was introduced to Reconnective Healing. It was actually when I was introduced to NLP, and they talk about, you know, you can get rid of all your anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. And I thought, what kind of actor am I going to be without all that stuff?
Right.
Those are my tools. And I thought, oh my gosh, I want to keep living in all of this pain just so I can go put it up on the screen.
Mm.
And I thought, whoa, you know. So I thought, okay, I'm going to keep going on with this NLP training, and if I have to, I'll just go do comedy.
because you're so happy, right?
Because I'm so happy. The beautiful thing is I became a, not just a happier person, a deeper person, a more authentic person, a more fulfilled person, regardless of if I was on set or off set or by myself or with my husband or with friends or with my dogs. I truly, you know, I don't want to say like I jump out of bed every morning and I'm, you know, singing a lot of mornings, but it's really that sort of happy for no reason. And I've actually found that the more of my anger or pain or hurt or fear that goes away, I become such a better actor, such a better artist. And it was so counterintuitive to everything I had ever learned. I mean, I spent years, you know, I'm a method actor and doing sense memory and doing this. And so after Amherst, I went to Northwestern, which, you know, they wanted me to keep all my anger, which is fantastic. But it was just sense memory, and it was digging. And, you know, for me, that was my path. And I think it's very important for, you know, actors to develop tools and to develop muscles. And I also think that it really helped me develop trust in myself and faith. And by faith, I don't mean anything religious. I just mean faith, that when you walk onto a set and you're prepared, and then you can open up. And whether that's whether you're a lawyer and you're in a courtroom, or you're a, you know, you're a surgeon, or you're a parent, or you're a teacher, or you're a teenager, it's just this ability to be with yourself in the moment. And I don't mean to, you know, if I hear one more person say be present. But that's truly what it did under really any circumstance. Trust yourself, not in a like pumped up ego way, but just really trust who you are and everything that's brought you to that moment. And it really helped the NLP and the reconnective healing really, really just helped me become, you know, right now I'm the best actor I've ever been, much better than a couple years ago when I was just swimming in all of my pain and anger. And I had to, because I played really intense. I mean, judging Amy was really intense. Every episode, I was crying and a drug addict, and I was losing my children on the show. I mean, every episode was really intense, and I just thought, oh, my gosh, what if I'm living in this for six more years? I mean, I'm going to have to find a way to survive this. Mm. You know, you really, I really, you know, understood what a lot of actors go through. And when you're shooting those scenes and when there's so much on the line, you know, you go home at night, you're like, ugh, I don't know if I want to take this character off. I don't know if I want to get out of this, because I have to be at set in just a couple hours and I have to get back into it. So do I trust myself enough to, you know, sort of step out of it at night? So it's a big, you know, it's sort of a, it's an intense thing that actors go through. You see a lot of people go through it, and the, you know, because they're the ones whose addictions are the most publicized. But this is, you know, I don't think just for the entertainment community. I think there are a lot of people who also, you know, unconsciously hang on to pain and anger, you know, something that's called secondary gain, that hang on to it because it meets their needs in some way. So they might not be filming something, but it does, you know, everyone does something because it meets a need or it has a reason. But anyway...
Yeah, well, I think we're used to it. We're used to carrying this stuff around, whether we like it or not. Well, we don't like it, probably.
Right. And that there's just, you know, we can expand and develop better tools, and that it's like, you know, it's funny. I, you know, am in L.A., so, of course, well, when I used to live in L.A., you know, you go through tires sometimes a lot, right? So I knew my, you know, the guy at my local tire place in Santa Monica. And, you know, I talked to him over the years about all this stuff that I do, all this crazy stuff that I do. And he said to me, and I found it so sad, but he said, I'm so happy and I'm so scared to tell people.
Wow. Well, that's kind of like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. I like this stuff, but I'm scared to tell people.
I'm scared to tell people. He said, I feel guilty for being happy. I love my wife. My kids are doing great, right? And no one is celebrating that. No one. And I said, maybe start sharing it a little bit. Maybe you'll find some people, you know, and maybe start connecting with those people out of your joy as opposed to out of, you know, as opposed to out of pain.
You know, Sarah, when I spoke to you, I know Dorothy has had this experience, our producer, when she's contacted you either through email or through phone calls. She's like, she's such a happy person. And so one of the very first things she said to me on the phone the other day was, I'm really a happy person. And I just loved that comment. And thank you for sharing your happiness with us and all this information about the reconnection, about how you got started and all your wisdom. And I look forward to many more years of you doing exactly what you want to be doing and whatever makes you happy and you sharing the journey with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Really, it was great. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting with you when you're back in LA for something big.
Me too.
All right. Take care, Sarah.
Okay. Bye.
That's Sarah Madison with us here on Life Changes with Filippo. This is Filippo, and we'll be right back with our producer's wrap with Mark Leger right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
This is Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, and our producer's wrap right here with Mark Legere right after this great interview with Sarah Goldberg. I could have listened to her all day. She's just so real.
You know, that was the first thing. When I had the opportunity of meeting her, I was very impressed at how present she was. You know, having lived in L.A. for, you know, 15, 17 years now, I guess, and worked in and around the industry and have been a champion of this idea of conscious, you know, socially aware content, I've certainly seen the other side of that coin. And so she was really a breath of fresh air.
And she had a cold. And still
actually, she wasn't a breath of fresh air, now that I think about it, because she had a cold. But the way we connected originally, and hearing her story, hearing her background, I mean, you and I have a similar background in terms of coming from different places. You know, I started in biology and then into psychology and worked with high tech companies. You know, you were at IBM and had your whole corporate career.
I know. And the thing that the story she told about having to tell her parents, I had to tell my parents I'm leaving IBM to become a singer. And my dad didn't say, you know, my son, the singer, kept saying my son used to work for IBM. So her parents kind of did the same thing at first.
Well, and it's exactly why she was really the perfect guest, because of not only the whole journey, how she's embraced it, but that now how she's so focused on authentic living, which is what we're really about. I mean, you know, we've gone through a lot of the change together and the changes and the shift, and that's what this, how this show was born. But ultimately, it's really about living on the other side of that, on the other side of change, when you really start to realize what your essence is and embrace it and accept it, which is a whole process in itself.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because even just the other day, I was thinking, I was reading something, and then I was listening to his tapes, and I was looking for how to change, how to be better, blah, blah. And I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, I used to say to people that used to meditate like all the time, or used to like go to church like every day and for hours, and I used to say to them, God probably gave you life so that you could live life. I don't know that you need to be thanking him all the time, but that was me back then. But I was thinking kind of the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. I used to judge them. And now what about me? I'm always trying to, how do I make my life better? How can I change? What about me living my life with everything that I know now?
I really, really, you know, this whole topic really resonates with me. And it's something that keeps coming up more and more, because I truly believe that that's where we are headed. That's what the shift is about. It's about being authentic. It's not about anything else. It's not about any aspect of that. You know, some of the most judgmental people I've ever come across are the spiritual people. And as opposed to, you know, some of the people, you know, last week's guest, Blitz 66, perfect example, right? Here's a different, you know, book cover, in terms of, you know, his look and what people would immediately project on him.
Yeah.
And yet he's out there doing some amazing things from a completely unconditional, perspective and an embracing perspective. And those are some of the things that Sarah talks about and living her truth and really trying to bring it into her work. She's still acting. She's right. still doing what she does.
Right.
In fact, we were joking off the air that a lot of her characters are completely the anti-happy characters yeah. that she is. So it's right. you know, it's perfect evidence of how you can stay core to what it is that you're good at, that what it is that you like to do, but embrace that and bring these other aspects of your life with you.
You know, it's funny. I have a client who's in the music business, and she said to me that she's learned so much about spirituality and that she wants to help people through doing healings. And I said, you know, that's great, but she's a high executive. She knows this industry inside and out. I'm like, you could help people from exactly where you are.
Yeah, this is a big part of the journey is really accepting, like Sarah, understanding, accepting where you're at and taking the small steps to do the little things, just the people around you or the people at work or the people, right? And I was certainly a victim of this at one point, having big dreams, big visions, and kind of always striving for that big thing and not necessarily taking the little steps along the way, doing the little things around me that could really make a difference and make, you know, immediate and tangible impact in people's lives on a day-to-day basis.
Mm. Well, day-to-day for sure. I was at Apple today at the Genius Bar, and some guy next to me started talking to me. Actually, this goes back to the point that you made earlier. Starts talking to me and tells me, and I mentioned the show and give him my card, and he said, oh, you know, actually, you should read this book because this guy, he's there. And you know how I know? Because I'm there too. And he was implying, like, the guy is enlightened and he's enlightened, and I'm thinking, I hope I'm never that enlightened to be judging who, you know, to be measuring. Where's this yardstick?
Yeah, egoic enlightenment, right? The more enlightened your ego becomes, the more it owns its enlightenment.
I'm more enlightened than you are.
Around you. Yeah.
My enlightenment can beat your enlightenment.
Yeah, pre-enlightenment, I guess, is what happens. Right. Is you think you're enlightened until you realize that you have to let that go, and then maybe you're enlightened. I don't know. It's an ongoing process. But it's true, because it comes back to the beginning of what Sarah was talking about, which are addictions. And you know, I'm certainly a big believer in the fact that every aspect of our lives are really addictions. You know, any habit that we have is an addiction. You know, you build a habit, and then you have chemical responses that certain, you know, Pavlov's dogs and the whole idea of these associations that we build based on things that we do or things that we hear, songs that we hear, experiences that we have.
Mm.
So all of these are addictions. People immediately put addictions in the box. It must be that illegal drug or this over-the-counter drug or things of that nature. Whereas addictions, you know, you're addicted to pain, you're addicted to drama, you're addicted to happiness, you're addicted to your lover or your family or your dog or whatever the case is. And so that's one, you know, one of the things that you know, as you go on this kind of spiritual journey, is to learn how to not only let go of the ego, but that really has to do with kind of disassociating yourself or letting go of these addictions and recognizing them, kind of embracing them for how they served, and then being able to move on.
You know, Sarah touched on something that reminded me. I used to have a friend who every time she would call, I knew she never wanted to hear the good things going on in my life. So I would literally rack my brain to tell her all the bad things that were going on. And I remember getting into a whole mood of how things are really bad and so that we could have a conversation. And I finally realized, it's like, wait a minute, maybe I'm creating more of this stuff so that I have more things to tell her. So one day she called and I started to tell her all the good things, and it was hard because I wasn't in that. It wasn't, you know, I hadn't exercised that.
Right.
And conversation was short, and we didn't really have a conversation for a long time after that. Yeah, exactly. Which is good.
But this is good. So there you go. You know, case solved. And we're on to the next one. But the you know, the thing when you get beyond that that kind of release, you know, is you do you have to look at everything you do from that point forward differently. Mm. And that kind of awareness, you know, you can't escape. So yeah. You know, the thing that that Sarah was talking about, you know, when she, what, you know, it was interesting for me to have been able to kind of watch her from the outside in go through this process, not knowing this person, having a preconceived notion of someone in Hollywood, and then hearing her story when we first met, and learning that aspect of her, and then stepping back, and then as she came back to us after her life evolved, and suddenly she was in a different place, she was in a happier place, she was getting married, she was moving, her career was thriving, she was starting to integrate this, and all of these things were starting to happen, you know, and that's what, you know, a lot of the talk about the reconnection and the reconnective healing is, and that really goes into a bigger discussion, which is this general shift in consciousness, which is this moved authentic living. And, you know, people kind of compare it to kind of going from dial up in the old days of computers to broadband, you know, where we're where we're in essence reconnecting to our higher self, our universal connection, and more importantly, getting back on our life path. You know, we've all moved away from that essence of who we were as kids, and or some people walk the planet, don't even realize what it is they really. If you ask them, what would you do if you didn't have to make money, if you didn't have to survive, what would you do? Yeah. They can't tell you.
No, they don't
become
know.
So disconnected.
It's like, what do you mean? I don't have to make money. Of course, you have to make money.
Right. Or, and yeah, I would never go back and do that. But back to your point is they don't even take the little steps of, you know, if you're a painter. Do you just paint for the fun of it, right? You don't have to be Picasso. You don't have to live off the money from selling your paintings. Do it because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so many people get away from that. I was a perfect example. I stopped singing. Now I'm singing again just for the fun of it. And of course, I'll be releasing my next album.
Yeah, exactly. Good. You know, actually, and another thing too, talk about connecting. We've been using that word, actually. Sarah started using that word right at the beginning of the show. And then we talk about reconnection and connecting. I would love, and someday I know we will, connect all of these actors and actresses and producers that we've been meeting and that are going to be meeting that are talking the same language. It's like they're all in the closet with this stuff. And it's like, okay, everybody talk.
Right. Yeah. And that's what we're doing here, right? Starting that conversation. But you're right. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in a much bigger form. And instead of having these little bit of sparks of energy and then everybody going back to that kind of system that we're all in, but really being able to thrive on sharing this in a bigger way day to day.
Because Sarah's not alone, but we're so glad that she was with us today. So with that, I want to thank her again, Sarah Goldberg. She was very gracious and magnanimous. A big shout out to Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Lejeur, our co-host. I am Filippo Voltaggio. Thanking you all for being part of this show and reminding you that as life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.